Nowhere am I happier than in my garden, even when the cabbage worms strike. I have been afflicted since childhood. Since I am the only one in the family struck with this urge to root in the dirt, it's the equivalent of a room of one's own. The children rarely come after me there, and the cordless phone is out of range. In that loamy green quadrant, I rule, though of course I have come to understand that it rules me. For those who are thinking about starting a garden, I have come up with a few rules to hoe by. Only fools don't fence. If you don't, the garden will be quickly outdone by veggie-loving varmints, hooved, clawed, climbing, and boring. Don't be dirt cheap. This spring, when my husband performed the annual garden task, turning over the beds, he let out a soft wow at the wormy black gold that hove up beneath the winter debris. Hard-working garden dirt is as hungry as a 2-year-old just before supper. Beg or buy available local manures, chicken, horse, and goat, plus fireplace ashes, coffee grounds, composted kitchen scraps, and crushed eggshells. Finally, stay humble. Failure, from tomato early blight to cucumber wilt, is always just a slug's breath away. Learn to accept the failures. Early one morning, I was watering seedlings when a ruby-throated hummingbird flew in and hovered, enjoying the spray. The rising sun caught his chest, and the fiery red patch on his neck glowed electric. He stayed half a minute, a wild, beating heart. I'm not sure, but I think I experienced absolute joy.